I guarantee you my son Adam's up getting ready for school right now, Aaron. And my wife, Kathy, is up and making sure he wears layers because he will put on a hoodie and a pair of shorts. Half the kids at the bus stop this morning will be wearing hoodies and shorts.
And half of them will be in the emergency room later on this week with walking pneumonia.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the mom of the show right there. The guys in the show are like, go for it, dude.
No, you'll my brother was that way. He lived in cutoff sweatpants and hoodies for like half of his adult high school life.
That's what you do. It's Michigan. If there's not a foot of snow on the ground, rock the shorts. And also makes your butt look better. Which leads to this story out of England that I wanted to share with you. A high school. Now, we have this thing locally where some of the schools changed the homecoming king and queen. They made it more of a universal type thing. And some schools actually dropped the whole thing. And that's a different argument, you know, whether you're for or against it. But this one, okay. High school had a contest that was going to be put in the yearbook. Best butt. Students were asked to vote on the classmate with the best bum. Parents found out about it, weren't happy, and had him cancel this. But you could vote in school for who had the best butt, and they're going to put it in the yearbook.
But that was common back in the day.
Was there a best butt? Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
Back in the day, if I look back at some of my yearbooks from high school, there was best eyes, most flirty.
I remember best butt is one of them. Was best butt one of them in the yearbook?
I remember stuff like that, yeah. Best couple.
See, those I get. Best butt, though, sounds creepy. Oh, yeah, Ryan, our producer's text us, who had best legs. That was what I remember.
Yeah, best legs was in there. Best eyes, best smile, most outgoing.
What do you have, like some, you know, it sounds like a strip club kind of thing, though. Don't forget to vote for best bud. Best bud! Candy, come to the office, please. Candy!
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that one.
Hey, kids, don't forget to vote for best bud. Who has the best butt in our show?
I have no butt.
Yeah. Ryan has the best butt. You raised your hand.
Really, Ryan?
You can't vote for yourself for best butt on the show. You just did? Okay. Hey, you and I have no butt. So.
No, I buy jeans that make you have a butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're called butt jeans. I call them butt jeans. We've had this discussion before.
If I can never get my stomach into my butt, I will look great. I have a shelf back there. It'll be fantastic. Okay, so if your high school is considering best butt, don't do it because they're banning it in England now. Apparently, you can't have a best butt competition. But if you are going to have a best butt competition, candy to the DJ booth.